If you weren't here last week, which I know a few of you visiting for the first time, or maybe you were away last weekend, God gave me a word about the blessed life, how to live the blessed life. And today is a bit of a follow-on from that, and how to release blessing, how to see blessing, the blessing of God flow. Now, that's what's so great about Jesus. He actually intends to bless people. That's God is love, and his heart, as Tommy said, he's not just words, he's in action. He does things to bless people. And we're just going to look at what it means to, just a brief slide here. What does blessing mean? We looked at this last week. In a favored status with God relationally. That can only happen because you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, but it totally does happen that once you receive him, you're in a favored status. Imagine being in a favored status with somebody really important in the UK. It means that they'll dish out whatever you need, whenever you need it, plus a bit more. They'll do whatever they can to bless your life. And that's Jesus. Jesus came to bring us back to blessing, to bless us in every way in Christ, and that we can live out a favored relationship with God through Jesus. But also blessing means that God blesses us in Christ, and that gives us divine power. It's not human, it's supernatural power to prosper and succeed in life. And last week, it's very important that if you haven't heard the message, it's really important that you see with the eyes of God, see how he sees, that blessing happens in the plan of God. It doesn't happen outside his plan. He has plans to bless us, to prosper us, not harm us, to give us a hope and a future. And so blessing always works within the channel of God's word. God's word. If you want to know the path of blessing, you read your Bible and you will find it. Because it's those who don't just believe in Jesus, but do what he asks them to do that live the blessed life. That's basically a summary of last week. But this week, I really felt God put on my heart how to release blessing. Because if you think of it, Christ in me, Christ in every believer, how do we see the power of blessing on the inside out into circumstances, out into our families, out into the people we love, but also out into the community, the places we live, the people we work with? How do we release that blessing? And it's a simple word, because I think sometimes we kind of can forget how simple it is if we've known the Lord for a long time, how simple it is to release blessing. And maybe you've never heard this message before. Maybe you're a new Christian, or you're first time you're in a church. How then does God in heaven, living on the inside of us too through Christ, release blessing? Because he wants to bless people. Jesus went around not doing bad, doing good, and healing all oppressed of the devil. So Jesus lived a life releasing blessing. So how does God bless? Well, God blesses through speaking. Okay? Now, we think that words are so insignificant because we've got so used to saying things or hearing people say things and not doing them. And that undermine the power of words because people don't keep their word. But God does keep his word. He always will keep his word. And so when God blesses, he speaks blessing. When he blessed Adam and Eve, when he created man in his image, the first thing he did was bless them, empower them to thrive, to succeed in life and in the plan he had for them. And so God speaks what he intends for someone or something. And I find it really interesting that God doesn't speak your current circumstances. He speaks prophetically. He speaks what will be. Because he speaks into the future and he says, you might be living in this, but I speak blessing over you because that's going to bring it into being in your life. Because whatever God says has power to accomplish, to do what has been sent. From his mouth, he speaks and it happens. And so to speak blessing means you're speaking prophetically ahead of time. I think a lot of the time we analyze our lives by how it looks now. And we do reports on how it looks. How do things look now? But God doesn't say, he says, I don't want you to look at things now. I want you to look at what I'm saying and begin to speak what I'm saying, because that will bring it into being. Because I want to bless you. But you kind of have to start to look at life through Bible eyes, through the eyes of God, through his word. In Abraham's life, God called him to leave his country, his family, a bit like Tommy's testimony this morning. God said, I'm going to bless you and I will make you a blessing. One of the words I've been speaking over us and over my life recently, again and again, is the word he gave to Abraham, because in Christ, it belongs to me. All the promises are yes and amen in Christ. So every good word from God is ours in Christ. And one of those words that Abraham has, and I've been speaking it, in blessing, I will bless you, and in multiplying, I will multiply you. And what happened in Abraham's life is everything God said at the beginning of his life came to pass. God spoke it, and Abraham was blessed in every way. Family life, materially, relationship with God. He flourished and died a very good old age, strong, healthy, and blessed. And so that word at the beginning, when he didn't have all those things, brought those things to pass. How many of you want to bring some things to pass? And that's why we need to understand how to speak blessing. When Jesus took the bread and fish and saw the multitudes, what the first thing he did was lift it to God and say, bless, I bless these 5 loaves, 2 fish to feed thousands. And in blessing those things, you can bless things and people. Yeah? Bless things and people. Those bread and fish multiplied, went further than was naturally possible. See, I believe my fridge is blessed. I hope it doesn't go too far. Jesus said, my words are spirit and life. In other words, they're not just things you hear, not just sounds. They carry a creative force. God spoke and creation happened. So God said, when there was chaos and darkness, let there be light. He didn't say, oh, that's chaotic and that's dark. Did you get it? Did you get the revelation right there? He didn't speak the problem. He spoke what he wanted to happen and it came into being. Something creative happens when we come into the ministry God has for us to live out that powerful, blessed life and to see many blessed through the words of our mouth. When Jesus went around, you read through the Gospels, when a leper came to him, he didn't say, oh, you've got leprosy, you'll lose your arm soon. It wasn't a diagnosis. He spoke the solution. Stop diagnosing your problems. Don't Google it word it. I mean, so many people go on Google and analyze absolutely everything about their condition. They magnify the condition and they lose sight that actually Jesus, when he wanted healing, he said, be healed. When he wanted the storm to stop, he said, peace. Opposite to what was going on, he spoke the opposite. Now, you and I don't like to speak anything other than what we're feeling or thinking, or, and we're like, well, but I feel stormy. I feel I'm in the storm. Speak peace. Believe and speak, and it will be created. Because there's creative power when we speak what God says about a storm. He didn't look at his disciples and say, what a rotten bunch. I mean, some people have this mind about the church of Jesus Christ. They might even think about you like that. Might even think about me. What a rotten minister that is. They speak, and actually it's curse. They're cursing the church. They're cursing ministers. They go around cursing their brothers and sisters in Christ. And God said, I've called you to blessing. I've called you to release blessing, not curse. Because whatever you give will come back. Good measure. Pressed down. Shaken together. Running over. How many of you want a blessed life? Well, we release blessing so that it comes back more. Peter says, 1 Peter 3, you were called to bless that you may inherit a blessing. How many of you want to inherit blessings? Well, then we don't speak idiot. That's a curse. We don't speak negatively and have the pastor for dinner on a Sunday. Some of you are looking, oh, she's been at my lunch. We speak blessing like Jesus did. He went around and spoke what he knew his Father's will was for somebody. I just love to think of Jesus in the boat like Peter. Yeah, the storm is bad. I feel bad. You feel bad. We're going down. So many prayer meetings are like that. We're going down. Brexit. We're all going to sink. It's going to be bad. Ever so bad. Have you not read the news? The media say it's going to be bad. I don't even want to live a blessed life through Brexit. Well, what are you saying about it? What are you saying? Because you will eat the fruit of your mouth. Isn't that true? God wants to bring us blessing through Brexit. Your business will be blessed. Come on, my business will be blessed. My working life will be blessed. My bank account. If I obey him, like Deuteronomy 28 says, if you listen to the voice of the Lord, do what he says, all these blessings will come upon you and overtake you. How many of you want an overtaken by blessing life? I mean, there isn't anybody in this room that doesn't want that. That's the reason Jesus came, to restore the blessing on earth. We were all cursed, but Jesus came for blessing. Simples. Prayer meetings. What's your prayer meeting like? Oh God, this is no good. We'll say something good. So many people pray the problem and not the answer. The word of God says in Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and you will eat the fruit of it. Oh, have you ever thought about how powerful your tongue is? Death, you have the power to kill. And sad to say, to be absolutely honest, and I think if you were, you've had kill words through your mouth. I have. I've said things I should never have said. But God's retraining me to know that if I say idiot, rubbish, attacking people's characters, then what I'm saying is actually not blessing. But I've got the power to release life. Life is in the power of the tongue. So when I speak, I can bring life. You see, some of you maybe grew up in a house with a father or mother who spoke nothing but negative over you. And I'm sure there are people here today that can remember those words that your father, particularly, or your mother spoke. Those downing words, those nothing, no good, you'll never amount to anything words. And those words actually have the power to create an image in your heart that you are no good, because a child will adopt what is spoken over them. Hello? Which is why, in the right sense, we police what children listen to. Are you listening to me, parents? We say you can't listen to that rubbish, those aggressive war games. What are we doing without our phones? Are they communicating blessing or war or trouble or hate or anger or rebellion against parents? A lot of these stuff that come through the media these days teach children to rebel against their parents. And you expect them to obey when actually they've got all these words coming at them that create something on the inside of them that is wrong. And that's why we need to speak good words. And, you know, we can change what we have said. We can ask forgiveness for what has been said. We can forgive those who cursed us in the past, which we must. But we can change somebody's future. It's what we do from today that matters. We can start to speak blessing over them. Children are a blessing from the Lord. The word of God says they are a blessing. And God wants us to bless and impart a blessing to the next generation. Watch your mouth, Pastor Judith, and all God's people. Watch your mouth. We're all under the same word. Psalm 34 says, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let's exalt his name together." That means talk about, describe, enlarge God. Make it bigger. Not talk about and enlarge the problem. I have a magnifying glass here this morning. Okay? And a magnifying glass makes it bigger. And the bigger you make God, the more power and solutions you'll see in your life. Speaking, declaring how great God is. Now imagine I have, and I'm never having it, because I'll have what I say, Jesus said. I'm never having cancer. But imagine if there was a mole or something here that was cancerous on my skin. I could say, "Have you seen how bad that is? Oh no, it's growing, it's getting bigger. I wonder if I've got one on my back. I wonder if there's going to be more there." And what I'm doing is going, making it bigger, magnifying the problem, rather than going, "Right, he sent forth his word and healed you. I see the word, the solution, the promise. And I don't see the problem anymore." Because faith believes what God has said and says what God has said, not what you're seeing on your skin. Do you remember the spies that went out to take the promised land, to give a report about the promised land? We had 10 spies. The majority came back and they said, "Oh gosh, the Christian life is so full of fruit. The grapes are just amazing in the promised land. The blessings of God are incredible. It is exactly as God said, a land flowing with milk and honey. But," watch your mouth when you say "but." because you know something bad's about to come. Well, yes, it's good. Yes, it's good. God is the Christian. But, and they said, the giants, there's big problems over there. We're never going to win. They looked at life by magnifying the problem. There were two spies who said, I don't know what you're looking at. You stop looking at God. I'm magnifying God. And I'm looking at his word, and he says we can do this, so we can go into the land and take possession of it. Giants, with God, no probs. Whose report is coming out of your mouth? Are the giants reporting at the moment through your mouth? Or is God saying what he wants to say so that prophetically blessing can happen in your future? Speak only the word of God and you will see what God says is going to happen. No matter how bad it looks, no matter how poor you are, no matter how desolate and sad, no matter how down you are, no matter how empty you are, speak what God is saying. One of the things I've learned to say when people say, how are you, is, I'm blessed. Now, you might think it's nothing to say that, but actually it means something to me, because coming out of my mouth is, it doesn't matter what's going on, because I'll never tell you what I'm feeling. Why should I? I'll tell you what God says, because I want what God says. And so I'll tell you what he says. I'm blessed. No, I'm struggling. There's a place to receive the right kind of faith to encourage and lift. I'm not saying that. There's a place to receive that encouragement. But in the end, Jesus himself says, you'll have what you say. And that's why it's so important to believe with your heart and speak with your mouth. And I love to think in Exodus chapter 20, it says, blessing lasts, the blessing of God lasts through 1,000 generations. Any grandparents here? Speak blessing until Jesus returns. Your family will be blessed. Amen. Amen. It lasts 1,000, it keeps traveling, moving, working, because as soon as it goes out, it starts to work and bring blessing into the future, even generational blessing. When priests were told by the Lord to bless God's people, and I love the heart of God, he didn't say what a rotten bunch of grumbling, complaining, rebellious lot they are. Isn't that interesting? Connect group leaders, isn't it? Thought I'd just say that. Children's ministers, isn't it? Sound team, isn't it? Look around you and say, God looks at these people and says, I want to bless them. I want to bless and empower them to prosper. And this is how God said to Moses to tell the priests. Now, fivefold ministry, the gifting and calling on our lives as pastors, we are called to bless. And there is a dynamic that happens when we speak it. But you are also a priest in God, which means you are called to bless everyone and everything. Everyone and everything. And this is the way God says to bless. This is the way you shall bless them. Bless the church. Bless your family. Bless your life. Bless the community. Bless whoever. Bless the dog. Bless the cat. Bless your food. Bless your bank account. This is the way. The Lord bless you. In fact, we'll have the Amplified, could we? I think I've missed a lot. The Lord bless you. This is the Amplified Version. I love it. And watch God and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and enlighten you and be gracious, kind, and merciful, giving favor to you. The Lord lift up his approving countenance upon you and give you peace, tranquility of heart, and life continually. I've said it, and it's come upon you. Amen. The thing about speaking it, you've got to speak it in faith, but you've also got to take it in faith. How many of you want to take that? Amen. I take it, because it's about receiving it, not just giving it. For a believer, we just say, I'll have that. I'll take that. Thank you, Lord. I'll take that blessing this morning. Hebrews, we're nearly finished, but Hebrews 3 tells us that Jesus Christ is the high priest of our confession. He can only do what we're saying, not thinking. How many of you think too much and don't talk enough? Not many, you would say. But I'm speaking about talking what God says. He only does what we speak. So how many of you want your family blessed? Well, you better start saying it. Your job blessed. Start talking. Talk the word to your future, to your family, to the people at work. I want them blessed. God wants them blessed. Lord, bless them. Bless these people. Confess means to say the same thing as another, which actually in this context means God. To speak what God is saying, which means you've got to find out from the word of God what God is saying. It's not an imaginary thing. You don't go and stand in the middle of the field. You say, Lord, I know it's in the word. I'm going to speak it because every word is perfect from God. You can stand in the middle of the field if you declare the word, but we only know God through his word, don't we? The Spirit of truth guides us into all truth. He guides us to the word of God. And so get a word of blessing for a situation where there's barrenness, sadness, need, problems. Find a word to speak prophetically, to bring the blessing to pass into your future. There was a guy I heard of who was a father, and he received Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. And he determined in his heart, his wife and his children, he had four children, and he determined in his heart that what God's word said, he would see happen. And he began to speak from Joshua, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. But he wasn't a hypocrite. You know, you can say stuff and not mean it. And not live it. You know, your kids find you out whether you are a genuine Christian. Is that true? Your husband and your wife find out. Hypocrites are really easy to spot. They say a lot but don't do it. Right? That's a hypocrite. Show. It's on show. It's not real. And this guy decided, I'm going to speak this word over my family. But I'm going to live it myself. I'm going to serve the Lord. As for me, I'm going to serve the Lord. But my children who weren't saved yet and were coming into their teens. How many of you know what happens naturally to your speaking when they're hitting the teens? Well, they go the way of everyone. Every teenager gets rebellious. Every single teen I've known, it's normal for them to try the world. He said, no, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Before it happened, he spoke it. And he lived it. His kids saw him in church, faithful in prayer, faithful to do what God had said. They watched him, not just his words. But God fulfilled that word. And today, all four of his kids are serving the Lord. They're now married, and his grandchildren, the blessing is going generational. You can start calling those things that are not as though they were today. And by doing that, you can reverse the curse and release the blessing. Reverse the curse, release the blessing of the Lord. You see, before we're born again, we train ourselves to live out of our emotions, out of our thinking, how we view logical thinking. And Jesus actually said, you know, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And how we think and how we view things has an effect on our hearts. That we begin to meditate on the wrong things. That wrong things come into our hearts so that we actually believe it to be true. A classic case of this is there's a hereditary illness in someone's family, and so you imagine, you think, you speak that, and it begins to enter your heart. And you can always tell where somebody is if you listen to them for a while. Because Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. What's in you will be spoken out of you. And few people who ever get into the word, read the word, are diligent in speaking the promises over their lives. They only have an abundance of rubbish and curse. But if you put the word of God in you, for you and your family, you'll have an abundance of blessing. It's our choice always. But if we fill our lives with rubbish, we'll get rubbish and it'll come out. I will say to people, you know, watch the company you keep. That means people, but it also means association with what the things you're looking at on your phone or a computer or entertainment at home. Watch it. You know, bad company corrupts good character. And don't get close to people who are full of anger and strife, who are complainers. You know, the complainers never inherited the promised land. They died in the wilderness. Complainers never enter all the good things God's prepared. Don't associate with people who have got nothing but a good word, even if things are testing and trying. They're coming out with blessing. Because otherwise, that will infect your heart and mouth. And actually, negative people, their mouth is an expression of their heart. What they say in the end is actually what's in them. And if you see somebody in fits of rage, tearing people down, go, ooh, okay. Well, Lord, I'll just take a little bit of a step. Doesn't mean we're not here to save the world who are sinners. It means we're not closely walking with people who are negative and compromising. Just a word of wisdom there for a blessed life. In the book of James, I'm going to finish with this. James chapter 3. The Bible says that the tongue is like the rudder of a ship. Has anybody ever been sailing? I used to, when I grew up, my dad had a little sailing dinghy. And this is when we were living in Africa. And we used to all be taught how to sail. And little life jackets on. I sank it once. I do remember that. But a rudder, you know, you've got the wind, the force of the wind. Or if it's a motorboat, you've got the power there moving forward. But everything and every place that you go, wherever you go, it's because you're steering at the back this little rudder, and it's only small, You know, it's almost like an insignificant little thing. But if you lose your rudder, first of all, you're lost at sea. But if you lose and get the direction wrong, you'll either hit the rocks or you'll end up in a place you never wanted to be. And James teaches us, the Bible teaches us how to live a blessed life, that the tongue is the rudder of your life. And in a sense, Jesus is a good shepherd, but he will only be able to do the things that you're saying in agreement with him. So if your tongue's not in line with the word, your tongue will be speaking against where God wants to bring you into blessing. And so this little rudder called that little delightful thing on the inside of your mouth can steer you into blessing or can steer you into massive issues and trouble. And James says, how can you with your mouth bless God and then curse man made in the image or the similitude of God? So in other words, mixture is going on. And I've been in a boat where someone has been undecided about where to go. And so on Sundays they say, the Lord bless you and keep you. We're going into blessing. The Lord lift up his face upon you. You know, all the good things that God says. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of the life. I'm going into blessing. And then Monday, I ate my job. I can't stand my life. I'm depressed, not blessed. You will take your boat, mixture. Great on a Sunday, bad on a Monday. Picking up at Connect Group again. But you've gone back by Thursday. And by Saturday, you come crawling in saying, I need a blessing from God. Not I'm blessed to be a blessing. It's going to be a great day this morning because God's here. And the little rudder gets you into total confusion. You go there, and then you go there, and then you never go anywhere. Because you never end up where God has planned. The plans to bless you, to prosper you, to not harm you and give you a future will be set by your tongue, not God. Good preaching, Pastor Judith. Your tongue's going to get you there. Of course, your heart, believing what God has said, a good, noble heart that takes the word of God and gets it rooted. I accept, Lord, that in blessing you will bless me and in multiplying you will multiply me. I believe that for my future, but I speak it because it will not return empty, but it will accomplish what it's been sent to do. In your plan and in your word, my family will be blessed. They will be blessed in the country. They will be blessed in the city. The storehouse will be blessed. God will bless the fruit of your life. He will bless the work of your hands. And whatever you do will prosper. The blessed life. Set your course on blessing. Don't mess up your life with your tongue. And you know what you think about yourself. So many people take themselves down because they think negatively about themselves, not about who Jesus says they are. And so they meditate on what's wrong with them all the time. Do you know, I'll never go anywhere if I think about what's wrong with me. But I need to think truth. Truth that sets me free. What Jesus says I am. What he says I can do. That's why we sing these songs. We're more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. Because the word is getting on the inside of us. And we can begin to speak. I'm going to win this. I'm going to win this. I'll beat this problem in my life. You know, God is for me. Who can be against me? me? How can I not live a blessed life when I just live doing life the way he said? Stop thinking down thoughts about you. Think God thoughts within obedience, within the plan, not arrogance, but humility. Humility accepts what God says and puts the word above your head, your circumstances, your emotions. And you begin to say, Father, I believe it, therefore I speak. So let it be. In Jesus' name. Imagine if we all came before worship on a Sunday and said, Lord, bless the preacher. I'll take it. Bless the ministry of the word this morning. Bless the worship. Bless every single person that walks in the door. Bless the children. Bless, Lord, I'm here to see your kingdom advance. Bless people with healing and light and revelation. Bless those who are weary. Lift them up and strengthen them. Imagine what different kind of meeting we'd have. Not, I wonder what's on today. Blessings on if you say it. Watch your mouth. You'll go where you speak. Your family will go where you speak. Believe it and speak it. And God, this is how God blesses, and this is how he's called us to bless. Let's stand. Praise the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Let's put a magnifying glass on God and on all our problems and just say, Lord, I magnify you over them. Let's just begin prayer by looking at this magnifying glass in your mind and saying, Lord, I want to magnify the good things that you've intended for me. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Lord, we lift up your name. We lift you up higher than any situation, any physical need, business need, financial need, need in our family. Jesus, you are great. You're so great. Thank you that you want to bless. Bless every situation that I bring to you. Bless things and bless the people that I want to bring before you today. That in blessing you will bless us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your intention, your love for us to do us good, to not bring us harm, but to give us a hope and a future. Just thank him for those plans to prosper us, to prosper you. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Praise, praise, praise your name. Praise your name, Jesus. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name. We bless you, Lord, that your intention for us in Christ is blessing. That we have been blessed in every way, but we can release that blessing over every situation, over every problem, over every impossibility, and see you move with power to bring your blessing into our future. Lord, make us a prophetic people that don't speak about what is now, but speak about what is going to be, calling those things that are not as though they were. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the instruction of your word today about our tongues. Lord, we pray that our tongues will glorify you and not bitter and sweet, not good and bad mixture coming out. Just ask God to forgive you your negative, complaining, critical words, whatever. Just say, cleanse my mouth, cleanse me from this sin. Thank you, Lord. Cleanse me, Lord. Forgive me for speaking against people, not blessing your people or people who are in the world around me. We've been called, church, to bless, not curse. Just say, Lord, let blessing always flow out of my mouth. May I live to be a blessing and go and bless and speak your word so that you can fulfill your plan to bless many. May our families grow up, our children blessed. Every single child, come on, let's just, as parents today or grandparents or people who know children, just speak a blessing over the next generation. In the name of Jesus, I bless you. Speak it. It doesn't happen through thinking. Amen. Bless the children, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless every child. Bless them, Lord. Empower them to thrive and flourish and succeed in life. For spirit, soul, body, and even materially, Lord, take care of this generation, this rising generation. Bless the next generation, we pray. Bless every single person here. In Jesus' name, I release a blessing over you. I release a blessing from God over your life. I speak blessing. That where words have come against you, I thank you, Father, your blessing is more powerful. And it brings your power to bear in every situation. Thank you, Lord. We're just going to declare our faith with a declaration this morning. And these words really are the heart of God, but also the truth about what God wants for us and for each other. I'll just say this and then we'll say it together, just so it gets in your heart, not just in your head and mouth. In Jesus' name, I speak blessing over my life, my family, my church, over this day, over the people I meet and work with. My life is blessed in Christ. In blessing, he will bless me. And in multiplying, he will multiply me. I will be blessed when I come in and blessed when I go out from this day forevermore. I speak peace to every storm, and it shall be. I speak healing to everybody, and it shall be. A sound mind to all confusion, so it shall be. Let's rise up, saints. Use your faith and let's say this together. Let's speak it in Jesus' name.